This is Screen Divers, and on this week's episode, we are covering season one of The Penguin. However, dear listeners, there is a change of plans. Due to some technical difficulties, we won't be able to release what we recorded. I can tell you what happened last week. We had a special guest. It was great. And we recorded the episode in Ricky's absence. Now, Ricky sent me a special mini episode that we recorded. That was so good, we decided to originally release bonus content. Now, due to the fact that I will not be able to edit whatever we recorded last week, I will instead release what Ricky sent as the main episode for this week. And enjoy.
Hello, Screen Diver listeners. I'm very apologetic that I cannot be there. However, I have sourced a Batman expert to discuss this with me. Let me introduce the Batman expert.
Hello, my name is Ashvir.
This is Ashvir, and he is a Batman expert.
Yeah, I really am.
So, Ashvir, what we are going to talk about right now is a show called The Penguin. Have you heard of the show Penguin?
Well, I have. Well, when we go on a bit, I have seen the movie of it pop up sometimes, but I don't know the actual show. I'm also quite a fan of Transformers.
So, The Penguin is in the Batman universe. So it's that penguin. Can you tell me everything you know about the penguin in the Batman universe?
He takes control of birds.
Good, good, good. He takes control of birds.
And he has an umbrella.
He has an umbrella. Okay, so if I tell you now that the penguin in this TV show does not have an umbrella, would that shock you?
Well, he doesn't really have an umbrella, though, so let's just say half.
So, if I asked you what you thought the penguin looked like, can you give me a description of him?
An ordinary man, but he's bald.
So, I'm about to show Ashvir a picture of the penguin from the TV series.
Wow, that looks cool.
So this is the penguin from this TV series.
Wow.
It's pretty wow, isn't it? Now, in this TV series, the first episode, the penguin basically takes out one of the leaders of a criminal gang, but covers it up.
What's his name?
He gets rid of Carmine Falcone.
Carmine Falcone sounds interesting.
Sorry, there again, it's Alberto Falcone, Carmine's son, because Carmine Falcone has already died.
Again, sounds interesting, but cool.
And then, because he gets rid of it, he basically makes out that that he's just disappeared. The body is, like, gone. Alberto Falcone's sister comes out of Arkham Asylum and wants to know what's happened to her brother.
So that's cool.
In the following episode, it turns out that they're still looking for Alberto Falcone. But also, the Moroni family is properly introduced. And the Moroni family has somebody who is a very known, well-known actor for that. And the underboss, Johnny Vitti, suspects that Alberto has been murdered.
So the person who's a very popular actor, I have a question.
Sure.
Does he also act Superman?
No, well, the actor I was talking about was Clancy Brown. He's been in things like Deadwood and lots of other TV and movies.
Are there some of the movies he does that are for kids?
I'll have to look into that, but probably.
Okay.
So once the penguin has sort of made everybody think that the Maronis have been responsible for Alberto's disappearance, we get a third episode where we go into the flashback of someone called Vic, who helps out the penguin in the first episode and ends up being his right-hand man.
What's a right-hand man?
A right-hand man is somebody who works very closely with that person.
Oh.
So this all happens very fast. And on top of that, we get the background of Sophia, who is also known to being the hangman. Sophia was the sister of the Falcone person who has been made to disappear.
The Falcone person.
Yep, that is one of the families, the mobster families of Gotham.
Does he also act a superhero in the Justice League?
I'm afraid that this is, as much as this is in the DC universe, you're not going to see too many superheroes in this TV series. To be honest, even though this is in the Batman universe, and Batman does exist in this, I hate to tell you, Batman does not appear in this TV series.
He does appear a bit in The Joker, which is another one.
Which Joker?
You know, the movies, The Joker.
Which movie, The Joker?
There's some jokies where it's like about The Joker.
I would love to know which movie you've watched with, which has been mostly about The Joker.
It keeps popping up sometimes.
What, on binge, on the network we watch?
No, when the TV turns on, it's like a big screen of that, of those, you know?
I'm afraid to say that in those movies, Batman doesn't appear in it, in those either.
Mum said that he appears sometimes.
In some of the animated ones, yes. But in the live-action ones, no, not really. If it's the film The Joker, then Batman doesn't appear. And it's kind of the same with the Penguin. Batman doesn't appear in it.
Oh, yeah.
So, after that, there is a episode called Homecoming, which is talking about how Oz kind of starts getting his own way and starts taking what isn't his, but selling it anyway.
Who's Oz?
Oh, sorry, Oz. Oz Cobble is the name of the penguin in this series. Do you know the penguin as any other name?
Well, I only know the penguin as the penguin. Haha.
So, when we get to episode 7, we get a little bit of the backstory of the penguin, and we find out that he's not been a nice person even from when he was a child.
Why?
Well, it turns out that he was involved with the disappearance or him losing two of his brothers.
Why was he mean even when he was a child?
Because people were mean to him because of his walk, because he had a disability, which means that he couldn't walk properly and he had to have some sort of brace on. And because they were mean to him, he was a lot more meaner to them.
Oh.
And after we get some of that, we actually find that him and his mother have quite an intense relationship.
Tell me more.
So his mum would have memory problems, not realizing what year it was, how old she was, things like that, even to an extent where there was a scene where she forgot she was taking a bath and ended up being in the bath all night till the morning, until the water got extremely cold. So those sort of memory problems. But it's found out that Oz, or the Penguin, was involved with the disappearance or death of his two brothers, and the Falcones, who aren't the Falcones anymore, they're the Gigantes, decide that they are going to use that against Oz.
I want to tell you that, so why did he help disappear his two brothers?
They were playing a game, and they went somewhere where he couldn't. And he didn't like the way they were treating him, so he shut like an emergency hatch door on them and then went home. And it turned out that that was a day where there was flooding coming, and so his brothers couldn't get out.
Oh.
And it's made out that he just wanted his mother all to himself without his brothers.
Because they were mean to him?
Yeah, and also because they had a better relationship with their mother than he had at the time.
Oh.
Anyway, so we get to the final episode. And in the final episode, everything looks like it's not going right for the Penguin. It looks like he's on the end of his tether. But somehow by the end of the episode, not only does he put himself back into a great position, getting rid of all the heads of all the gangs within Gotham, but he also ties up a lot of loose ends. The only sadness is that his mum is sort of in a state where she can't speak. All she can do is lie in bed. And it kind of zooms out with him being on top of his empire with a slight bit of sweetness, but it still makes out that he's very, very villainous and very, very evil. How do you think the Penguin should be?
Before I tell you that, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
My question is, why did the mother couldn't speak?
She kind of fell over, hurt her head, and it damaged her brain so that she couldn't do anything apart from lie in bed.
Oh. So, I think the Penguin should be nice, though.
Why should the Penguin be nice?
Because he's acting like he's bad and he should be nice.
Yeah, he should be. But in the last episode, they make out that he is very evil. So, you know, I told you about his friend Vic, who was helping him out?
I forgot about that. Tell me more about it, Vic.
So Vic has a stutter. He kind of is found by the Penguin trying to steal his car. And to begin with, the Penguin starts using him to help him finish off, like, getting rid of the body of Alberto Falcone. And afterwards, he basically is about to get rid of him. And Vic kind of goes, "No, no, 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 you need my help, you need my help." And so Vic helps the Penguin from episode 1 all the way to episode 8. However, you know he was trying to get rid of him to begin with?
I want to know why was he getting rid of him?
Because he knew too much.
Yeah, that's really funny.
So he knew too much. But by the end of the series, Vic has helped him in every form, like been there, helped take out people who are about to get the Penguin and all this stuff. And in the final episode, Vic is there when the Penguin is really sad that he's lost his mum. Well, he hasn't lost his mum, but he pretty much has because she can't talk or anything. And because Vic's been there for the highs and the lows, guess what the Penguin does?
What?
He gets rid of him.
Why?
So that no one knows, like, his weaknesses.
I don't know. I mean, I'm lost for words.
It is pretty crazy, isn't it? The only thing is that your dad and your mum pretty much called that in the last episode. Pretty much thought, yep. And actually, your mum also thought that, oh yeah, I know exactly what's going to happen to Sophia. Because there's a point where it looks like the Penguin is going to get rid of Sophia by shooting her. And then she doesn't get shot. Instead, she gets taken back to Arkham Asylum. Because he goes, I'm going to send you straight to hell. And her hell was Arkham Asylum. So, how do you feel about a TV series called The Penguin, about the Penguin, with no Batman?
I think that's just crazy.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? And I'm going to give this TV series a 7.75, Families Destroyed for No Reason. Anything else you want to add?
I think just eight stars.
8 stars out of 10?
Yes.
From everything I've told you?
Yes.
Have you watched the TV series?
No.
Okay, then.
My boy was just like me.